Hello love, welcome back. This episode might trigger you, or wake you up, or both, but that's kind of my thing. So let's get into it. You've probably heard people say, karma is a bitch. But she's not. Yes, she's a she. Karma is neutral. She's the law. Karma is the energetic balancing system of the universe. So it's not about reward or punishment, even if somehow it is. It's about energy returning to its source. So nothing is left unresolved in this life. It's your vibration, not your words, that writes your karma. It's your intentions, your choices, and your impact across lifetimes. And yes, reincarnation is real. Your soul doesn't die with your body. It actually shapeshifts, travels, and chooses again. So you're not just the first version of you. You have been so many things before. A king, a servant, a healer, a thief, a beggar, a mother, a murderer, a monk, whatever. You've played all the freaking roles. But you don't remember, that's a trick. And your soul is here now to learn what's left. So let's talk about form. Some people do reincarnate as animals. And that's not just a fantasy or a metaphor. If you pass away in a state of fear, of guilt, of anger, of deep unconsciousness, if you have abused power in your life, wealth, people, your own body, your soul might choose to reincarnate in a lower vibrational form. Not as punishment, but as a way to feel the impact of the energy you once put out. And yes, that means a human soul can come back as a pig, born in captivity, slaughtered for food, ending as ham in a supermarket. Or a cockroach, avoided, no loved, surviving in filth in Mexico and terrorizing everyone. Yes, I got traumatized with cockroaches. I'm so with this. Or you can also come back as a golden retriever in California, treated like royalty and teaching humans unconditional love. The form isn't random, it's energetic alignment. It's about what your soul needs to experience next for growth, for your healing and for rebalancing. By the way, you can hear a bird, his name is Neo, he's right here. And this bird has a very interesting story. It was found during COVID, almost dead, and was rescued and fed and everything. And now he's 5 years old and he has become a pet and he has such a beautiful incarnation. He's treated like a freaking king. Even if it's just a little bird, like a really little bird. But he's so loved, and so that's karma. That's his incarnation is pretty cool because all his brothers and sisters, they just died, but he didn't. He survived and he was chosen by a very loving family. He has his father and his mother. They don't live together. Can you listen to him? He's talking right now. They don't live together. They share the bird, but he's loved, so loved by everybody. And, you know, that's the best example for karma. And Neo is confirming to you right now, okay? If you can hear him sing and talk, that's because he knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, so now I want to talk about money karma. Because money is a huge part of this conversation and this world and our lives, right? Money is so freaking important. Don't pretend, don't say, no, money is not important. Yes, money is the core of everything. So, let's dive deep. Here's something most people won't say out loud. I'm gonna tell you. If you are rich in this life, there is a good chance you were poor in the past life. And you learned deep lessons in humility, surrender, and detachment. And let's say if you are not that rich right now, I don't want to use the word poor because it's really a bad way to say things. But that means you might have been rich before, very wealthy. And let's say you did some bullshit with your money. So it's a cycle. If you were wealthy and used your power to dominate, to exploit, if you ignored suffering or you believed that you were superior because of status, your soul may choose poverty next time to make you feel what it's like to be on the other side. Let's say it's not punishment, but somehow you are punishing yourself. And on the flip side, if you lived with very little, but you kept your heart open, if you gave freely, you trusted the universe and you stayed soft in the face of hardship, that means your soul might finally get to experience abundance in this life. Because you have earned it energetically. But here's another layer. Not all poverty is karmic punishment. Okay? Some souls choose scarcity as a sacred path to awaken things, okay? To activate magic, to develop resilience, to be of service, to break ancestral and family trauma, to awaken, or simply to master non-attachment. It can be plenty of reasons. I say this all the time, but I'm gonna repeat. You can't fake your energy with the universe. You can pretend all you want on social media or whatever, but the universe speaks frequency, okay? Not followers, not social status, not the clothes you wear, whatever. Money is just energy. It's a magnifier, okay? It amplifies who you are, not who you wish you were. So you can be rich with karma, okay? Heavy, hard, and aligned. Yeah, there are a lot of rich people, but oh my god. Or you can be rich with dharma. Dharma is your purpose. It's graceful, joyful, and free, okay? One contracts you, and the other expands you. So let me ask you something, in case you need redirection. What are you choosing to carry forward? What energy are you imprinting into the next version of your soul? Because yes, you are designing your next life with every freaking decision you make today. You are karma in motion. Every word, every action, every behavior, every decision. That's your karma. That's something that is gonna come back to you somehow. So if you want your next incarnation to be a barefoot cat chilling in Tulum with a crystal courtyard and no responsibilities, or, you know, a bird like Neo, or a luminous, wealthy being sharing light and love on Earth 3.0, well, you get to create that now, right now. Not by chasing perfection, but by choosing alignment, by being aware, by owning your shit and your gifts equally. Okay, so take a breath. Feel that you are not behind, you are not screwed, you are just remembering. Okay, your power is real and you have this creative power to change your destiny and to change and create positive karma for this life and the next ones. Your soul is somehow ancient. Okay, your power is real. Your future lives are listening to you. So let's live in a way that makes them proud, okay? And so if this episode cracked something open, I would love to hear it from you, okay? You can message me, you can tag me, you can leave a review, share this with your people, whatever. You are not here by accident, okay? You came here to shift karma, not to suffer it. You're not a victim. We are not victims here, okay? You are here to change your karma and to create a new one over and over again. Thank you so much for listening. Remember that you can create a reality and a life you love always. Until next time, you manifested that.